Scott S.J., Wildfire.com, Final Days Report, episode 333, continuation from the last VCast. Want to talk World War III, SEAL 4, Deagle Report, lawlessness. Let's start with lawlessness. The first story I want to cover actually hits home. I live in Michigan. We are funding with our taxpayer money our replacements. The state of Michigan is offering $500 per month to residents who agree to house illegal immigrants in their homes. There's a war on property rights. Soon, I bet you they're going to pass laws that they're going to tax you if you have fruit trees because you add value, you have value added from your land. They're going to probably tax you per chicken head, how many eggs are produced. You can't make this stuff up. That's where they're headed, my friends. We've talked about and actually broke the story of how illegals are being allowed to become cops in many, many different states. They're pushing for the illegal aliens to join the military. That's going to be your FEMA camp police, my friends. It's lawlessness. All of this is spoken of in Deuteronomy. We need to repent and come to Christ. I'm praying for a great awakening, my friends. And expect communists invading your homes. I follow the news, right? I'm convinced that with Project Mockingbird and how the news is even consolidated even more, what, six companies own 90-some percent of the news, and it's just all coordinated. It's all the same. If you got 20 magazines, I actually did this. I used to get 20 magazines, and I was reading the same articles over and over and over again, and this was years ago. It's worse now, my friends. It's all the same talking points. But you have to ask the question, why did the news, with the agenda of taking away your property rights, actually disclose the squatter issue with the illegal aliens? You have to ask why. Well, I think it was revealed to me that what's going to happen is there's going to be a false flag with the youth, the communist youth, Gen Y, Gen Z. I know people that are PhDs that are communists. They're not just these people that can't find a job. No, there's some very, very smart young people that are communists. They're being trained as communists. But I think the next false flag that replicates what we saw with Antifa and BLM taking over cities, burning cities down, is going to be these communists squatting. And they're going to squat in numbers. It's going to be coordinated. Those classic people that funded Antifa and BLM, they're going to fund going after your property. And so expect a coordinated effort with Gen Y, Gen Z coming in masses, probably wealthier neighborhoods, and just walking in your house, and they're going to be unarmed. And so what do you do with an unarmed invasion? In their minds, they're probably going to be, even if we get killed, we need to do this for the revolution. And the media is going to be on their side. That's how they're going to play this out, my friends. It's a civil war play, my friends. Communists versus the so-called upper middle class. And I got in the sense when this was revealed to me that Putin would not put up with this, but your government will not do a thing. You're going to be on your own. This fits the dream I had recently with an illegal alien being armed to the teeth and a cop holding back and not doing anything. And then I covered how there was a court case, how it's legal for illegal aliens to own guns where you can't do it. And they're putting these scanners now in New York City in the subway and the military, or it's just order out of chaos. Once you see it, once you put these threads together, it's quite daunting. We need to repent and come to Christ as a nation, my friends, and ask for mercy. And we need to pray the invaders come to Christ. That's what I pray every day. But this is nothing new. I want to read an article from the Daily Mail about squatters. I got on the squatter kick this morning. The Daily Mail praised nearly 40,000 squatters who were organized by the Communist Party in Women's Volunteer Service and scattered throughout England and Wales following World War II. So the Daily Mail, after World War II, is applauding communist squatters in those countries. You can't make this up. The invasion of empty service camps is a refreshing example of what ordinary people can do when they have a mind to do it, a warning that people will not put up forever with empty promises. It's a war on your property rights, my friends. It's lawlessness. But again, that's biblical. The Lord warned us of lawlessness, men's hearts waxing cold. All right, let's get into World War III. When a country bombs a consulate, that's a declaration of war, my friends. So, of course, Iran, they said this act will not go unanswered, right? So expect terror cells in the United States. United States is the big Satan. They allowed everybody to come in, all these terror groups. It's a script, but death will be real to us. And you need to get sides ramped up, right? But I'm convinced at the top, they're all Freemasons doing their witchcraft handshakes, my friends. Personally, I would not get on a train. I'd be very, very cautious of getting in big crowds. Have your head on a swivel, my friends. Pray over a place that if you need to be in a place with a lot of people, pray over it fast. Ask for God's angels and protection because they need to burn it all down to bring in their AI little God. The last podcast, we talked about the surveillance state, which is over the top. All these little stories that can actually film your house 24/7 without a warrant and use it in court. We covered that. Newsom allowing AI surveillance systems to go out through the state of California. And there was another story that escapes me. But this is theater because you got to remember, do you remember when Obama gave $400 million in cash to Iran for the release of those four prisoners? And supposedly there's another side story regarding that, an arbitration claim. Give me a break. And then they released $150 billion in assets to Iran. Now, I'm not sure if holding $150 billion in assets was justified, but they actually gave that back to Iran. And they also gave $1.3 billion in interest loans or in interest back to Iran as well. So Iran's sitting on this cash. What a great way to field an army. And you need to think about this. Remember in Afghanistan, just leaving all that military equipment there? Leaving the military equipment in Iraq for ISIS doesn't pass the sniff test, my friends. War is a racket, and the bankers, the synagogue of Satan, they fund both sides. Now, I thought it was interesting. Obviously, this bridge collapse was a false flag. And one of the things that kind of took me back, I thought they were going to come out and say, Iran did it, Russia did it, China did it. What alarms me that they didn't blame somebody else for this is the fact that they're just softening us up for an attack. We covered 1,000 Chinese military age men in one location in one night. We're being invaded. I've warned about that dream I had where they're just flying Chinese military age soldiers in. We're being softened up. We need to pray. We need to get on our hands and knees and pray. We need to get ourselves ready, my friends. Get our house in order. But I want to play this video. This is from a Frenchman, and it's just funny. He's going to show explosions. And I think he says the Trade Center as well. You know, and so it's a good view. It looks like explosions are ignited off. He actually, if you're just listening to a podcast service, circles these explosions. And I heard an engineer describe how, in his personal professional opinion, he did not think this bridge should have split the way it split. And especially when you see these little ignition things going off. What was that? Another 911? And this port is so important, my friends. It's our infrastructure being destroyed. And again, I was in the food industry for years. I managed business units for Fortune 100, Fortune 500 companies. And I'd read all the trade journals. I've never seen so much destruction with our food supply chain. You need to think about the bogus bird flu that we talked about in the last podcast. And we've probably covered 3 or 4 bird flu instances. And they were using the PCR test and other tests. Tests can be false negatives. And I'll never forget this, how this chicken owner said, my chickens aren't sick. If they're sick, let them die. They're just going to get stronger. This is an attack on our infrastructure. Boom, boom, boom. I mean, you can just see the explosions.
Ce pont-là est aussi solide que le World Trade Center. Ça doit être les mêmes ingénieurs qui l'ont construit. Ça a plus l'air d'une démolition contrôlée qu'autre chose. Regardez bien ça. À chaque endroit où le pont cède, on voit une explosion. On va avoir une première là, à gauche. Une deuxième dans le centre où il y a la lumière. 3, 4. Puis à la fin, on va voir un beau feu d'artifice sur le pilier. Première explosion. Puis regardez la quantité d'étincelles qui tombent dans l'eau. Deuxième explosion où il y a la lumière. Et ce n'est pas la lumière parce qu'on va l'avoir allumée drette là. 3, 4. Puis ça continue de péter où il y avait la deuxième explosion. Regardez ça, le beau feu d'artifice. Ça continue d'exploser ici. Puis après ça, c'est sur le pilier que ça va exploser. Ça va exploser juste ici. Boum! Puis regardez le feu d'artifice là, qui tombe dans l'eau.
Explosion, World Trade Center. I mean, that's the good news. We're waking up to this nonsense. And Laura Logan has done an amazing job covering this. Check out some of her work. All right. Part of the reason why I think a lot of this is scripted, that we're watching theater and death will be real to us, is I thought this was an interesting article from Mendel Schneerson, outlined his plans for destroying both Ukraine and Russia. And Schneerson is part of Chabad Lupovich. And if you can recall, Trump's daughter is involved in this organization. Many, many stars are involved in this with Chabad Lupovich. The Argentina president went and supposedly prayed at Mendel Schneerson's grave. Trump's son-in-law with his daughter were praying there. I mean, good night, my friends. This is wickedness. But let's read. And part of me was proud of this because if you follow my ministry, my great-grandfather, a Baptist preacher, was rounded up in Russia and sent to Siberia, never to be heard from again. He was a dissident in Lenin's day. So I have family members in Russia. Slavs, and among them Russians, are the most unbending people in the world. Slavs are unbending as a result of their psychological and intellectual abilities created by many generations of ancestors. It is impossible, get this, it is impossible to alter their genes. This is what we just saw with Seal 1, as the days of Noah, devil juice that alters your genes and has mind control some tech in it. This quote from Mendel Schneerson, which this group thinks is Christ, they think he's coming back. This quote is talking about their strategy of altering their genes. And I saw in a dream how they want to turn us into animals, their pets. It's mind controlism as well. That's the reason for this poke. That's the reason for mind controlism that is called optogenetics. Follow our ministry. We cover it. We go over the white papers. It is creepy beyond belief. And if you've taken this poison poke, pray, fast, ask God to get rid of it. Personally, I don't think it's the mark of the beast because you're not worshiping an image, but it does defile the temple of God that is you. Let's continue reading. Slav Russian can be destroyed, but never conquered. Slav Russian can be destroyed, but never conquered. That is why the seed is subject to liquidation and, at first, a sharp reduction in their numbers. That is why the seed, this is from Mendel Schneerson, this Chabad Lupovich hero. They're talking about liquidating the seed. It's a seed war. This goes back to Genesis 3, Genesis 6 that we always talk about, Revelation 12. It's a DNA war, ultimately to a soul trap war. First of all, we will divide the Slavic nations of 300 million, half of them Russians, into small countries with weak and severed connections. For this, we will use our old method, divide and conquer. That's why I don't fall for black versus white, rich versus poor, blue collar versus white collar, man versus woman. It's Christians versus the world, and our job is to save souls, my friends, to be a light. The gross darkness, a storm's coming. A storm is coming. We need to be a light. Get your house in order, my friends, spiritually. We will try to pit these countries against each other and suck them into civil wars for the sake of mutual destruction. I mean, this is just pure evil. We will try to pit these countries against each other and suck them into civil wars for the sake of mutual destruction. The Ukrainians would think that they are fighting against the expansionist Russia and struggling for their independence. They will think that they have finally gained their freedom while they become fully subdued by us. The same will be thought by Russians as though they defend their national interest to return their lands illegally taken away from them, and so on. And I think Russia had an attacked Ukraine. There's the genocide that was going on with the people there and the illegal labs. CIA admitted they're doing terror attacks on the border, poking the bear. And again, remember, Putin, Trump, even Putin. So I think this is somewhat theater. Putin, Trump, and the Argentinian president have been seen and connected with Chavad Lupovich. So are we just watching theater? Putin doing the old Freemason handshake. Putin recently came out and said he's going to have a vaccine that's going to cure cancer. It's the same agenda here, my friends. I think he has a little bit more national pride, right? With that thing I covered earlier about the communists taking over. Putin's a nationalist, but I think he's playing ball on some regards as well. And the reason why I say that is the Ukraine war has turned into a World War I style trench warfare. I have heard experts talk about how Putin should have won this war quickly. Outmanned, more intelligence. This stalemate should not be happening. This is a grinder. This is a genocide meat grinder of the Slavic people. What's your opinion? Christians. Many of these people are Christians. And I mentioned this before, but I just want to mention again, this ISIS attack at the theater in Russia. I just thought it was interesting. One of the suspects, he revealed that he had received instructions via Telegram after flying in from Turkey and was promised a substantial sum of money in exchange for carrying out the horrendous act. So Telegram is thrown under the bus conveniently. And then all of a sudden we see this article. In Spain, judge orders Telegram to be blocked nationwide. They're going after free speech with the WHO treaty that's coming up. Right, we have Israel going after TikTok because of the genocide, youth screaming about the genocide that's happening there. They need to control the narrative at all costs. They're going to burn it all down and bring ID 2020. We've talked probably 40 times of ID 20, that iconography where you're going to have this ID 2020 eventually be biometrics, the mark of the beast. They'll slow boil you probably, and you can't do anything. Get online, get a job. You can't do anything without this. But I thought this was an interesting article. I'm a disaster expert. This is what will happen after a Russian cyber attack. A targeted cyber attack is an increasingly likely threat to UK. Specialist Jake Moore explains what that might look like, including the Wi-Fi going down, lights going off, and hospitals in mayhem. They're going to poke us probably, the slow roll poke us, or it could be just a massive cyber attack. But if it's a slow roll poke and people's accounts are hacked, it's going to be demanded for a solution. And the solution is going to be the mark of the beast or slow roll ID 2020 that has your biometrics tied to this. Check out the last podcast that we did. And one of my more popular podcasts that went somewhat viral is the World Economic Forum Digital Plandemic. I think they called it Cyber Polygon, and Russia was involved in this exercise. Can't make this stuff up. They're going to burn it down and bring up their false light solution, my friends. All right, let's get into Israel, the synagogue of Satan's plan for Israel. This is the Deagle Report, and if you're not familiar with the Deagle Report, it's a think tank. Some speculate it's tied to the military-industrial complex, and they go over mostly military strength, that sort of thing, GDP, but they also have populations, and they pulled this information, but the population in 2017 of Israel was 7.7 million, and they projected in 2025 to be 3.9 million. So basically, roughly, you know, just a massive decrease, right? A massive decrease or sacrifice of the people of Israel. And I think the last podcast I did was a higher percentage decrease. So we need to pray for Israel. You want to bless Israel. You want to bless Jews. And I say Jews, the traditional thought of Jews. Pray that they come to Christ. Pray that they come to Christ and that their eyes are opened like Saul, or better known as Paul, that when his name changed. We need to pray for revival and repentance, my friends. All right. Let's just get into this as well, ISIS, because this was one of the biggest deceptions I think I've ever seen. I'm going to play two videos about ISIS. And one thing, if you want to take a screenshot of this on Twitter, this is the video where Trump calls out how ISIS was created by Obama and Hillary Clinton, and he didn't back down from it as well. And it was quite obvious for those that have eyes to see, because there was a whistleblower, a pilot that came out and he said, you know, we're bombing and it's actually helping ISIS. Then you need to think about this. Russia actually came in to Syria and defeated ISIS, I think in what, 2 months? Don't quote me, but yet we couldn't get rid of ISIS at all. And then Israel was actually treating ISIS soldiers. So this is going to be interesting with Obama's comment. And what's interesting with Britannica.com, this article goes on to say, is it ISIS or ISIL? They use ISIL and ISIS interchangeably. So let's listen to Obama.
As I've said before, this aspect of our strategy was moving too slowly, but the fall of Ramadi has galvanized the Iraqi government. So with the additional steps I ordered last month, we're speeding up training of ISIL forces, including volunteers from Sunni tribes in Anbar province.
The entire world knows Hamas is ISIS, and we will eliminate it in exactly the same manner that the enlightened world eliminated ISIS.
Israel helped create Hamas, right? Israel created Hamas. What's interesting with Obama saying that they're training ISIL is fact checkers basically say, well, this is misleading. While Obama said during the press conference briefing that the U.S. was training ISIS forces, the former president meant Iraq forces. And we left all that military equipment for ISIS to get. I mean, what a joke. Funding both sides, $400 million given to Iran, $150 billion of assets and grand. Maybe they deserve that. And what, over $1 billion in interest? Bankers fund both sides. Now, here's another interesting thing. This is from 1990 in C-SPAN, and the headline reads, Greater Israel, 1982 plan for Midwest Empire aided by ISIS. But ISIS is the Mossad. Let's listen.
Subversion, trying to foil plots against the state of Israel, political plots and others.
You tell the story about how you tried to find out what they call the Mossad when they deal with publicly?
I thought it was a reasonable question, but the trouble is you can't pick up the phone book. There's no Langley in Israel that you can look up, you know, CIA or in our case the Mossad. We thought we should ask, what shall we call it in English? You can translate the Hebrew words, as I said, Mossad is institute. But when they write a letter to their friends in the CIA or the British intelligence, what do they call themselves? It took a while. It was a matter of asking the prime minister's spokesman. The best you could do, because officially the Mossad is under the prime minister's office. And I think he sort of wondered why you want to know and all that, so we explained. And he came up with the Israeli Secret Intelligence Service. I mean, if it were to have initials, it would be ISIS. Just simple words like that. Interestingly enough, kind of a British model.
Interesting. And our ministry's point of view is the great city in the book of Revelation is Jerusalem, right? The woman is Jerusalem. The woman will make war with the whore, with the 10 kings. The woman will ride the beast. Israel is big in artificial intelligence. United States, China, and Israel. Top three nations for artificial intelligence that we think is going to be that fake God. And they're defiling you to hook you up into this hive mind that we always talk about. But Revelation chapter 11, verse 8, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. That's Jerusalem. Right, these are the two witnesses. Revelation 17, verse 9. And here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. We talk about the seven mountains in Jerusalem. Revelation 18. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Think about the Federal Reserve Bank. Think about the Balfour Agreement, the Rothschilds, Rockefellers. Who rules over the kings of this earth? It's these central bankers. Money is the root of all evil. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. They're missing blue. Blue is God. Blue represents God. So it just reminds me of this third temple everybody's talking about. I'm going to do a Bible study on it again. But this third temple where they're going to start sacrificing red heifers, God's not in it. It's an abomination. Christ was the ultimate sacrifice. So it's not a holy place. When you see the Antichrist sitting in the holy place, well, this is not a holy place, my friends. I think people are missing the boat. We'll continue to blow the trumpet, my friends. All right. I remember reading a document of 10 ways to stop evil. Unfortunately, with this document, it did not talk about repenting and coming to Christ, getting on your hands and knees and turning from your wicked ways. But if you see all these shots of Gaza, then you also hear people talk about how this is going to be great land right off the beach, right? This land is connected to the natural gas reserve of Leviathan. This is a displacement strategy. We've proven that on three or four different podcasts. We know there was a stand down, right? IDF soldier whistleblowers said, if a pigeon hit the fence in that location, they'd be there in 5 minutes. And there was no reaction for 7 hours. I mean, give me a break. Even the Economist magazine, owned supposedly by the Rothschilds, predicted gliders. You can't make this stuff up. This is a genocide. This is a land grab, period. But the 10 ways to stop evil, one of them is humor. And 30,000 people dead, mostly women and children. There's nothing to laugh about. But when you see what's happened here, this reminds me of the foul movie that I watched before as a Christian called Team America, where they were destroying terrorists and just taking out Paris. Here's a picture where they're shooting it. They shot a missile and took down the Eiffel Tower. They're like, yeah, we got the terrorists. I have heard pastors like, man, we got to destroy those tunnels to get the terrorists. Israel funded Hamas. Israel stood down, my friends. And people know it. People know it. That is why Israel wants to ban TikTok, my friends. It's a censorship platform. There's a lot of smut on TikTok, but a lot of people have come to Christ there as well. So somebody needs to do a meme. Yeah, we got those terrorists. I mean, I'm telling you, it's just beyond wicked. And another scripture as well to my pastor Zionist friends, Leviticus 19, verse 34, addressed to Israel. But the stranger that dwelleth with you shall be unto you as one born among you, and thou shalt love him as thyself. Thou shalt love him as thyself. For ye, Israel, ye were strangers in the land of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. And here's where it just gets even more interesting. I heard a pastor that I really appreciate. I know he's led a lot of people to Christ. He's like, Palestine didn't even exist. Well, in an 1800s Bible, in the Bible, it says map of Palestine for the Holy Land. I think the number was 700,000 homes stolen. You got to ask the question, when China activates their soldiers here and our Federal Reserve Bank give the country over to them and they start stealing your home like they've done in Palestine, what are you going to do? What are you going to say? There's two sides to every story, my friends. I go back to what, half the people of Israel, they're going to be taken out. So we're dealing with theater. We're slaughter. We're pawns in the game. We're going to be slaughtered, my friends. Don't fear death, but try to do Jesus Christ's bidding, my friends. All right. So I want to recap the old VCast I did, Final Days Report 331. Called it Repent, Seek Kingdom First, just a wild dream that I had. And Brother Jim, he basically is a gifted preacher. He has a YouTube channel. He's not, you know, a pastor, but he just knows how to preach the word of God. check out his YouTube channel. But he sent me an email. Ultimately, we want our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Stay in Jesus. Pick up your cross. Deny yourself and follow Jesus. Endure to the end, even if it means your head. Those are my words. Renew your mind with his word. God bless. Amen. Amen. I'm going to read that again. Ultimately, we want our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Stay in Jesus. Pick up your cross, deny and follow Jesus, endure to the end, renew your mind with his word. God bless. I think that could be a t-shirt. And I listened to one of his studies on YouTube. And again, search Brother Jim YouTube channel. I think he should have a million followers. Hebrews 10 verses 26 through 31. For if we sin willfully, I think willfully means habitually. If we sin willfully, because we all sin, we all fall short. But if you willfully sin, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, you're saved, you're in the word of God, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. For if we sin willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. Really, when you go through this verse, you read it, it's for homework. In summary, the passage warns believers against willful sin, especially after knowing the truth. It emphasizes that relying on his sacrifice won't suffice. Instead, there awaits severe judgment. Easy believism, hyper grace. You know, I can sin. I'm under grace. We all sin, but just, man, get rid of the willful, the habitual sin, my friends. And as a new creature, you will want to do it. You'll be convicted. When I gave that testimony of having some lust after this beautiful woman that was flirting with me, you know, recently divorced, I was convicted. I had to fast and repent. You know, I don't need another ungodly woman in my life. The call is to honor Jesus' sacrifice, avoid insulting the spirit of grace, and recognize the fearful consequences of rejecting God's gift. Ultimately, believers are accountable for what they know, and divine judgment awaits those who persist in defiance. And I highly recommend you check out Brother Jim's message on this. He really dives deep into it. You don't want to get to be a legalist and just beat yourself up and get in depression. But you think about King David, right, where he murdered somebody, had an affair, murdered Bathsheba's husband. He repented, and he was after a man after God's own heart. And again, the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. It's interesting, my friends. Check out that verse, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 26 through 31. All right, in summary, lawlessness, funding illegal aliens with our taxpayer money to house them. One day they'll just say, hey, if you have an extra bedroom, they're going to live there. I wouldn't put it past this communist government. FBI knocking on doors, worried about people's social media posts. I mean, give me a break. It's just not passing the sniff test, my friends. Destruction of our infrastructure. What's happened in Gaza, you think about the Deagle Report, they're going to genocide a ton of people in Israel, like the West, like the United States. It's a plan. What's going on? What's going on, my friends, with the Ukraine-Russian war? It sounds like that was a plan by the Chabad Lubavitch organization that is tied in with Trump's family, with leaders around the world. I even think Putin met with them as well. Who's in control? Really do your research on the woman. The woman with the 10 kings is going to hate the whore. It's going to burn her. I think the whore is going to be the reprobate church, the fake church, probably destroy the Catholic church and the reprobate church. It's going to go after probably even potentially, you know, any place where there's an obelisk. Think the United States, Washington, D.C., maybe even London. Maybe even London, and there'll be a new banking system. Great time to be alive, my friends. And thank you for some insights as well. I love it when people send me some leads, things to look into. And if I don't reply to your email or post, I'm a bit overwhelmed trying to keep up with the news and all the information. It's just moving so fast, my friends. But it's a great time to be alive. And don't have a spirit of fear, my friends. Do not have a spirit of fear. I have inner peace. And I know what's coming. I know what's coming. So God bless. Thank you for your support and prayers. Have a blessed day.